各位弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
很高兴能够跟大家一起在这里过感恩节的主日。
It's our privilege to have Thanksgiving service here with you.
我今天呢跟大家来分享呢，就是初期教会的榜样。
And I want to share with you about the early church model.
我想我们在教会里面过生活，我们都需要榜样的。
And in our lives, we all need role models.
因为耶稣自己曾经也为门徒洗脚，说以后你们也要这样彼此洗脚。
Because Jesus also washed the feet of his disciples and said, "You go and do likewise."
我记得我那时候刚信主的时候
，When I first came to the Lord,
我翻不到教会翻不到圣经
，And I went to church and I didn't know how to turn the Bible.
哎，有旁边有一个人就把翻好的圣经给我。
And the person beside me flipped to the right page and gave it to me.
从此以后我也知道了那些翻不到圣经，我也翻好给他。
So I copied him, and if newcomers come, I would turn the Bible for them.
所以在教会里面，我们都需要榜样的。
So even in church, we need role models.
可能今天我也要从你们身上看到一些我们不知道的榜样。
And maybe I'm going to learn some things from you here today.
所以我们来看一下。起初的那个初期第一个教会给我们留下了什么榜样
？So let's see what the early church did to leave us something that we can model after.
所以我们第一个要想什么是教会
？So what is the church?
教会是什么呢
？What is the church?
就是被神呼召的这一群弟兄姊妹，我们聚在一起。
It is the people of God who are called by God to gather together.
我相信在座的当中也有人是从 Russia 早期从 Russia 过来的。
And I believe that we have Russian brothers and sisters among us.
我们有从台湾过来的。
From Taiwan as well.
我们有从中国大陆过来的。
From mainland China.
我们从很多地方来的人。
And from many other places.
我们今天怎么会聚在这里
？Why are we here？
因为我们是被神所呼召的。
Because we are called by God.
然后我们在一起的时候，我们要过团契的生活。
And we want to live in fellowship with one another.
我在上一堂有分享
I shared previously
fellowship 跟 friendship 是不一样的
fellowship and friendship are not the same
我们常常会说在教会里面你会发现呢这两个不一样的地方
and you'll often realize the difference in church
你尤其在中国教会华人教会呢常常会一起吃中饭逐日吃中饭的时候
oftentimes at a Chinese church you'll find a lot of lunch
你会发现呢，很多呢，谈得来的人呢，他们就自动会坐在一起。哇，这个讲很多的话。
And certain like-minded people, they will cluster together and talk.
然后你看到呢，有的人孤孤单单在那边一个人吃饭。
And some will isolate themselves and eat in a corner.
这个叫做 friendship.
That's called friendship.
什么是 fellowship 呢
？But what is fellowship?
我虽然不认识他。
Even though I don't know that guy,
但是我知道他来到教会了。
But he is here at church.
他是我的弟兄和姊妹。
He is my brother or sister.
我不一定可以跟他谈得很快乐。
Maybe we don't have things in common.
因为我不认识他。
Because I don't know them.
但是因为他，我愿意跟他在一起。
But because we are here, we're willing to come together.
这个叫做 fellowship.
This is fellowship.
所以我们发现呢，教会需要这样过一个 fellowship 的生活。
So we need to fellowship in the church.
还有第三个。
Number three.
我们要遵守主的大使命。
We have to obey the Lord's great commandments.
我们要出去把恩典跟别人分享。
We have to go out and share the grace of God with others.
如果一个教会只注意自己的需要
，If a church only cares about the need for its own church,
我想这个教会不会得祝福的。
That church will not be blessed.
当我们给别人的时候
，But when we give,
你会发现呢，我们这个教会的恩典越来越多。
You will realize that that God's grace will be even more abundant in our church.
所以那个是一个教会。
So that's a church.
教会呢有两个形态。
There's two types of churches.
一个看不见的。
One is the invisible one. You can't see it.
我们叫做宇宙性的教会。
And that is the universal church.
只有一个教会。
There's only one universal church.
所以保罗跟彼得呢也是我们的会友。
So even the apostle Paul and Peter, they are our church members too.
但是第二种呢是叫做地方的教会。
But the second type is the local church.
好像我们这里在 Irvine area， 我们有很多的地方教会。
Like in Irvine, we have many local churches.
这个就叫教会。
This is the church.
好，我们来看一下哈，什么是神所呼召的人
？So let's see who are the ones that are called by God.
在约翰福音第一章第九节这样讲。
And in John 1:9 it says this.
他说，耶稣是那真光。照亮一切生在世上的人。
And it says that the true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world.
所以我们看到呢，世上的人都被真光照过，凡是出生在世上的都被耶稣基督的真光照过。
So everyone on earth has been, God has shown them the true light.
但是有的人接受了。
Some people accepted.
但是有的人他们拒绝了。
Many people rejected.
因为呢，有的人不愿意离开罪。
Because some people, they don't want to depart from their sins.
你去看那个有种树的地方或是种花的地方。
Go look at places where there are trees and plants.
你看那个石头，你把它翻开的时候。
And pick a big piece of rock, and when you overturn the rock,
哇，那个虫啊，一看到光啊，它就开始又往土里面钻进去了。
You'll see a lot of bugs and critters under that rock. Once the light hits them, they'll just scatter into darkness again.
世界上的人有许多是这样的。
There are many people in the world that is like this.
但圣经讲说，凡接待他的，就是信他名的，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
But the Bible says that those who believe in him, earn the right to be. Children of God.
所以我们来看一下，这样的人来到教会以后。
So we see when people come to church.
他们来到教会有经过一定的程序。
They have a certain process.
他们呢才能够跟弟兄姊妹呢有真正生命的来往。
In order to have real life fellowship with church members.
所以我们就来看《使徒行传》第二章三十七节到。
So let's look at Acts 2:37-38.
我们看到呢，因为在五旬节圣灵降临，彼得讲了第一篇的道。
And in the days of Pentecost, Peter preached his first sermon.
你有没有看到三十七节他们怎么反应呢
？And how did they respond to Peter's preaching?
他们觉得扎心呐，扎心。
The Bible says the people were cut to the heart.
我不知道你有没有缝衣服的时候被针扎过的感觉，有没有？
I don't know if you've ever been pricked by a needle before.
那你扎心是不是拿根来扎那个针来这里扎一下叫扎心呢
？You know, do you take the needle and poke your heart with it?
不是的，原来的意思是什么呢
？No, what does cut to the heart mean?
就是他们听到了神的道，听到神的道。
Because they heard the words of God.
结果在他们的生命里面呢，被这个道呢大力的搅动过。
And in their life, the word of God is stirring their life.
哎呀，他们听完道以后还会思想那个神的话语。
And after they hear the sermon, they're still thinking about the message.
而那个神的话呢，就让他们看到自己是一个罪人。
And the word of God is revealing to themselves that they are indeed sinners.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有发现很多基督徒不爱读圣经
？Have you realized that many Christians don't like to read the Bible?
为什么呢
？Why is that?
因为呢，他们没有一个经验从读神的话、被神的话扎过心的经历。
Because they don't have the experience of reading the word of God and being cut to the heart.
有的人来到教会。
Some people come to church.
啊，因为我的好朋友在这里。
Oh, because my good friend is here.
啊，有的人来到教会。
Some come to church.
因为我看到了一个女孩子，我很喜欢她，所以我来到教会。
Because I see a pretty woman and I want to come and see her.
所以呢，我们呢看到呢，来到教会的人很多种。
So there are many types of people who come to church.
但是呢，只有一种是我们说是神要看到的。
But there's only one type that God sees and God calls.
就是呢，他们一听到神的话，圣经里面的话，他们就开始心里被搅动了。
And it's the type of people that when they hear the word of God, that they are cut to the heart.
他们看到自己是一个罪人。
And they see that they are sinners.
因此，他们需要耶稣基督的救恩。
And so they need.The salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
而且他们会敬畏神。
And they fear God.
那种人，他们知道圣经是很宝贵的。
And they know that the Bible is precious.
他们爱读神的话语。
They love to read the Word of God.
这种人第二个反应呢，他们会悔改的。
And their second response is that they will repent.
他知道我过去这个人呢，是犯了很多罪的。
They know that they are sinners.
他需要悔改归向神。
That they need to turn to God.
但是这个悔改跟外面的悔改是不一样的。
But this type of repentance is different from the repentance of the world.
外面什么叫悔改呢
？In the world, what does repentance mean?
哎呀，我做不好啊。
Oh, I didn't do good enough.
我要好，我以后呢要好好再把它做好。
I'm going to do better next time.
我以前不孝顺父母的，我要好好孝顺父母。
And I didn't honor my parents. I'm going to honor my parents.
我以前呢不爱我妻子的，我以后要好好的爱我的妻子。
Oh, I didn't love my wife, so I'm going to love her more.
你发现外面的人悔改呢，就是说我希望做得更好一点。
And the repentance of the world, they're always saying that I'm going to do better in this.
但是 我们在信仰里面，在基督信仰里面不是这个样子。
But in our faith, it is different.
什么是悔改？
What is repentance?
我们悔改就是说，我们来到神的面前。
It is that we come to the throne of God.
靠我自己永远做不好。
And by myself, I will never fulfill His standards.
我要孝顺父母，我孝顺不来。
And I don't have the ability to honor my parents.
我要爱我的妻子呢，我总是爱不下去。
Yeah, I want to love my wife, but I always fall short.
就告诉我们自己呢，我做不好啊，上帝啊，我做不好。
So we're telling the Lord, Lord, I lack in this.
你去看那个路加十五章。
And if you look at Luke 15,
你看那个浪子回头的时候。
When you see the prodigal son come, return home.
当他来到他的父亲的面前，你知道他的悔改是什么？
And he returns to his father. What did he say?
他没有说哦，爸爸，我以后哦要。不离开你，我要好好的爱你了，我要孝顺你了，没有。
You didn't see him say, "Oh, Dad, I'm going to love you more. I'm going to do more for you."
没有这样子。
No, he didn't say that.
他怎么说？
What did he say?
他说我不配做你的儿子。
He said, "I don't deserve to be your son."
我只能做你的雇工。
I can only be your servant.
所以你会发现，基督徒来到神的面前，一个重生的人来到神的面前。
So you'll see that the sign of a born again Christian when he comes to God.
他们有一个很共同的特征。
He has a very significant signal.
我不配做你的，我不配做你的儿女。
And that sign says, he says, I'm not worthy to be your son.
我们不配做神的儿女。
We don't deserve to be his children.
乃是因为神的恩典临到我们的身上。
But it is by the grace of God.
所以我们今天发现基督徒呢，去做什么，其实我们常常会说，主啊，我不配啊，你为什么这样啊，这么爱我，为什么给我这么多的恩典。
So oftentimes we may say, "Oh, I don't deserve this. Why do you want to give this to me?"
好，这种人呢，他就欢喜呢去受洗。
And so this type of people, they'll go and get baptized joyfully.
啊，他们欢喜啊，借着受洗进入神的家。
And through baptism, they'll enter a house of God.
你有没有发现呢，在教会里面
？And so in the church,
很多人只做慕道友。
Some people they'll remain seekers.
他们。有时候呢，每一次要洗礼的牧师就说：“哎，你要不要洗礼呀？”
And the pastor might ask the seeker, "Hey, do you want to get baptized?"
哦，牧师啊，我等一等，我以后再说吧。
And that person will say, "Oh, no, maybe later, maybe later."
哦，那个叫做我们在常常讲那个叫做万年慕道友。哦，他在教会里面做慕道友做好久了。
And we call those people like forever seekers.
Yeah, 他就不愿意受洗。
They don't want to get baptized.
弟兄姊妹，一个真正重生得救的人。
When a person really is born again,
他很喜欢在他借着洗礼呢来见证这一位神在他身上的作为。
That person really wants to proclaim his faith, confess his faith to the public.
啊，我要巴不得我早一点宣告我今天是神的儿女。
I want to tell the whole world that I've become a child of God.
所以我们看到洗礼呢是很甘心乐意的。
And so they're willingly, joyfully, they want to get baptized.
所以我们看到呢，这个是一个特征。初期教会的人，他们就借着洗礼进入神的家。
And so the believers in the early church that through baptism they enter into the house of God, the family of God.
你知道圣经怎么讲呢？
So what does the Bible say?
他就必领受所赐的圣灵。他是一个 for sure 的事情，就是他必定会领受圣灵的。
So the Bible says that you will receive the Holy Spirit.
啊，有圣灵的同在。
And that we have the presence, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit with us.
洗礼是外面的一个印记。
And so the baptism is an external ritual that we have.
但是圣灵的内住呢，是一个里面的印记。
But when the Holy Spirit comes upon us, that's the internal dwelling.
好，我们继续看下去。
Let's continue.
你会发现《使徒行传》第二章，马上发现了教会有一些特征出来了。
And you'll realize that in Act 2, there are some characteristics of the church.
那一天呢，当天有3000人，他决志信耶稣，当天就受洗了。
There were 3,000 people that came to the Lord that day, and they immediately got baptized.
哎，我们就会觉得奇怪啊。
So we think it's a little weird.
我们今天在教会里面，如果有人哦说我举手我要信耶稣了。
So if someone comes to the Lord here at church and say, "I want to believe in Jesus,"
牧师就请他过来了。
The pastor will say, "Hey, come, come."
哎。你要来上洗礼造就班。
You have to come and take a baptism class.
哦，你要上一个月几门课以后，你才可以受洗。
So after a month, throughout all these classes, then you may be qualified to get baptized.
哎，我们就开始问了。
And so people ask,
牧师啊, 那一天3000人决志，哪一天就受洗了呢？
Those 3,000 people, they believe and they got baptized on the same day.
他们也没上受洗照旧班啊。
They didn't take baptism class.
哎呀, 我们就开始问这些问题了。
So we start to ask these questions.
哎, 不要忘记了。
But don't forget,
当时信耶稣是要冒生命的危险的。
When they believed in Jesus back then, it was a life-threatening situation.
哇, 那时候的信仰啊, 不是像我们今天可以自由这么自由的信耶稣了。
Back then, it's not like now. Now we have a lot of freedom to believe in Christ.
你记得那时候罗马帝国信耶稣还要跑到那个什么，跑到那个underground， 那时候真的是地下教会了。And
back then, you know, you get persecuted by the Roman government, and so you actually do go underground to go to church.
所以当初要信耶稣是要冒生命危险的。So
it's a life and death situation when you believe in Jesus back then.
所以呢，我们那时候我们就可以发现，那时候如果没有
神圣灵在他身上工作的话，他不会冒生命危险来信耶稣的。And so we'll realize that if it wasn't for the Holy Spirit empowering that person, they will not get baptized because it will cost them their life.
所以为什么他们没有上受洗造就班？So
why didn't they go to baptism class?
而且你知道那一天呢，圣经讲那一天，他们很多人被圣灵充满了。And
on that day, many people were filled with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵充满好不好？
Is that a good thing?
你有没有经历过？
Have you experienced the filling of the Holy Spirit?
When
the Holy Spirit has control over your life, that is a joyful thing.
And were
those people who got filled, were they constantly joyful and praising? They did not just stop in that experience. They started to obey the teachings of the apostles. They started to learn the word of God. So they placed their experience on the word of God. And then they started fellowshipping with one another. And so the 3,000 started to have a church life and they fellowship with one another. So they broke bread together. They prayed together. Why?
因为如果一个基督徒单独过基督这个教会生活的话，他们会受试探的。
Because if a Christian is isolated in his Christian living, he will be tempted. Today is Sunday.
今天早上呢,
on Sunday, there are certain Christians who don't come to church.
他们坐在家里面,
and they'll sit on the couch of their home.
电视一打开,
and they'll watch TV.
哦, 他们做礼拜哦, 他们叫电视礼拜。
And they might go to Sunday service, but they're watching it on TV.
Oh, 他们不喜欢, 这个 channel 的讲道, 他们换到别的 channel 去。
And if they don't like this particular preacher, they'll change to another preacher.
然后呢, 他们不, 这个, 他们呢, 喜欢听, 诗班献诗, 所以他就换了一个频道, 哇, 那些100多人在那边献诗。
So if they like music, they'll change to another channel with a big choir.
而且呢, 他们还不像我们这样穿西装来做礼拜, 他们还可以穿睡衣做礼拜,
and they don't even have to wear a suit to go to church. They can wear their pajamas.
他们很高兴, 一边吃早餐一边做礼拜,
and they can eat breakfast while going to church.
为什么他要这样子?
Why is he doing that?
因为他们曾经来过教会。
Because they've been to church.
但是他们在教会受伤了。
But maybe they've been hurt.
哎呀, 弟兄姊妹讲一句话, 刺动他的心了。
Oh, there was a particular person that said something that really hurt me.
啊, 他在教会看到很多教会不好的事情。
And maybe they see some negative sides of the church.
啊, 他们说, 哎呀, 这个教会太复杂了。
And they said, oh, this church is too complicated.
我还是自己回家做礼拜吧。
I'm probably just going to go home and worship by myself.
我, 你想这是神的心意吗?
But do you think that is God's will?
我跟你讲, 神要我们生活在一起。
God wants us to be in fellowship together. Because you'll realize that only when we are together, then only then can we grow.
所以我们上一堂我就讲, 如果我们在教会关怀,没有关怀到流眼泪,我们生命不会成长。
So when we care for another person, if we don't shed tears for them, they're not going to grow.
我们在教会里面需要跟弟兄姊妹这样磨来磨去，我们生命才会成长的。
And we need to sharpen one another. We need to have that grind with one another. Then we will grow.
我们那时候才知道什么是饶恕别人。
Then we will know the true meaning of forgiveness.
我们那时候才知道什么是真正的爱。
then we will truly know what is real love. And if we are like this, then you will see God's signs and wonders happen in our church. And when we sang the song, you know, the sister gave her testimony.
So
there was a Jennifer at this church who testified of God's
doing. And
she experienced that throughout her sickness, how many people were praying for her. So there is the presence of God in this church. So this is the church. Let's think about the early church. So, who were a part of the early church?
第一个,
Number one,
小孩子,
children.
诶, 我们今天发现教会里面有小孩子很普通,
now, we, you know, in today's standards, we see many kids in the church.
哦, 在耶稣的时代不是这个样子哦,
but not so in Jesus' time.
那时候小孩子不像我们今天这么被重视啊,
you know, today in our society, we value children, but not back then. A child is the property of the father. And the father and mother can do anything they want to the child.
So,
the life expectancy of children in that time was very short. And we even see that in our modern societies.
我们看到很多孩子呢去做童工, 就是小孩子就开始去做那个很辛苦的工作。
And we see kids doing hard work, hard child labor.
啊, 所以我们看到呢, 他们有时候身上穿的衣服, 破破烂的, 脸上都是黑黑的。
And we see that that all their clothes are torn apart and their face are all black.
我出去, 今天就是出去, 这一次刚刚从Myanmar回来。
And I just came back from Myanmar.
你知道当他们在开车的时候,
you know, when they are driving,
哇, 那个车很乱啊, 跑来跑去,
the road is a chaos.
啊, 那个孩子, 小小的孩子,
and there's a small kid.
他们就在快速跑, 那个, 这个交叉的车子当中呢, 他们就在卖一点东西。
And through that heavy traffic, in that dangerous traffic, you see little kids selling little items.
有人只卖了一瓶水,
maybe they'll just sell a bottle of water.
啊, 有人卖花,
some will sell a little flower. And just for that one penny, they'll go.
啊, 我坐在车子里面,
and I'm just sitting there in the car.
如果, 我在想, 如果那是我的儿子,
and I thought, if that was my son,
我跟你讲,
my heart would hurt for them.
所以我们看到呢, 孩子呢, 在那个社会里面, even 现在这个社会, 有时候你看到他们不值钱的, 没什么价值的。
And in certain society, you'll see that children have no value. But in Jesus' time,
他说了,
Jesus himself said, if you do not become childlike like one of these, you cannot enter the kingdom of God.
有一次呢, 有一个爸爸呢, 抱着一个孩子来到耶稣的面前, 要耶稣为他们祝福。
And there was a time when a father carried his child to Jesus and wanted Jesus to bless him.
哇, 门徒就说, 不要啊, 不要让他们来了。
And what did the disciples say? They said, no, get away from us.
耶稣说, no, 让他们来到我的面前。
But Jesus said, let the children come.
孩子在耶稣的眼中是不一样的。
Kids are valued in the eyes of Jesus.
所以那一个初期的教会有很多孩子。
So even in the early church, there were a lot of children.
他们看重孩子。
They value children.
所以他们呢, 在时代, 当时代的教会呢, 他们就更加不一样, 跟外面的社会不一样。
So even in their times, they were very different from other groups.
第二个, 我们看到教, 当时的教会有奴隶在里面。
Also, the early church had slaves.
耶稣的时代, 那个初期的教会有一半是奴隶的。
In their society, over half of the people in the church were slaves.
但是他们信主以后, 在教会里面呢, 是变成弟兄了。
But when they come in fellowship in the church, they become brothers.
所以你去看那个腓利门书的阿尼西姆, 他本来就是一个奴隶。
And so when you go to Philemon and you see Onesimus, he was a slave.
教会里面充满了奴隶。
There were a lot of slaves in the church.
但是他们因为信主的, 跟那些其他的人呢, 就是相处在一起。
But because of their faith, they become brothers.
还有妇女。
also there are women.
妇女在当时是丈夫的财产。
And women in those times, they were the property of their husband.
但是呢，耶稣却尊敬这些妇女。
But Jesus honored the woman.
甚至把最隐秘的神国的事告诉这些妇女。
And Jesus told the mysteries of the kingdom to these women.
所以玛利亚呢，才知道呢，在耶稣还没有受死以前，用香膏来膏他。
And so Mary knew the mystery that so that she took the anointed oil to anoint Jesus.
老人呢，在当时代也是不会被看好的。
And also older people, the elders, they were not valued in the society.
他们认为说老了没什么用了，没什么用。
And they would say, "Oh, they're old, they're of no value."
但是耶稣却强调。
But Jesus said,
他说你们要孝敬父母。
Jesus said.Honor your parents.
所以我们看到那个教会的成员啊，是让那个时代的人是感到哇，不可思议啊！这个团队是不一样的。
And so when people from the outside are looking in, they're like, "Wow, this is amazing! All the people you guys value are very different from the people we value."
哇，他们信的人都在一处。
And all the believers, they're here together.
他们都在一处，不表示他们都生活在一起啊。
I mean, it doesn't mean that they're living together, but they were all together.
我问大家哈。
Let me ask you.
如果这个南城县突然有一千人信耶稣都挤进来了
，If in Southern Orange County suddenly 1,000 people came to the Lord and they all came here,
啊，他们都住在这里吗
？Do they all live here?
住得下吗
？Do you think this building would hold 1,000 people?
啊，光是厕所就不够用了哈。
Probably we can't even don't have enough bathrooms for these people.
初期的教会他们不是住在一起。
The early church they weren't living together.
他们是一心一意的意思，同心合一的意思。
But they were of one heart and one mind.
哎呀，他们，你想哈，三千人要同一个心，容易不容易啊
？Do you think it's easy for 3,000 people to have one mind and heart?
我曾经碰到一个教会只有五十个人。
I once encountered a church with 50 people.
哇，他们在开同工会的时候。
And when they had a meeting.
光讨论那个马桶盖哦，就讨论了三个小时。
Just discussing.About the toilet seat cover, they talked about it for 30 minutes.
哇，他们光讨论那个讨论三个小时，你想同心不同心啊？
So do you think they were of one heart and mind?
而且我们看到初期教会房屋共用啊。
And also one more thing is that they shared all their possessions.
只要奉献在教会里面来了，就不是他自己的东西。
Once they offer it to the Lord and the church, it doesn't belong to them anymore.
有一次呢，我们教会呢要盖新堂。
Once we wanted to do a church building project.
有一个姊妹，她丈夫过世了。
And her husband passed away.
啊，留下很多的钱。
And there was a large inheritance.
然后她就跟我讲，她说：“牧师，我要奉献一个 grand piano。”
She said, "Pastor, I want to donate a grand piano."
哦，那牧师当然很高兴，哇 ，grand piano 很好啊，当然放在教会里面可以服侍啊。
And I said, "Of course, yeah, it's great."
但是她带了一个条件。
But she had one condition.
他说能不能在 grand piano 上面呢挂一个牌子，说这个是某某人奉献的。
Can we put a sign over the piano and says this piano was donated by so and so?
你说可以吗
？Do you think that's okay?
我以前的教会哈是这样，每一个椅子上面哈，我那个教会啊是在美国的时候，它是从那个一个教会分出来。那个教会是什么呢？椅子上都有名字的，都有牌子的。
I came from a church where there was a name tag on every chair.
啊，他们有奉献的，那个椅子上面就有他们的名字。
If they donated or tied to the church, they have a name on their chair.
哎，没有奉献的哈，你就没有椅子坐。
If you don't tithe, you don't have a name nor a chair.
合不合神的意思啊
？Do you think that is in God's will?
早期的教会，你奉献的，你只要把钱放进教会，就不是自己的。
In the early church, once you give.To the Lord, that thing does not belong to you anymore.
而且呢，他们卖了田产。
And they sold their possessions.
哎呀，把他们卖了一部分田产，就放在教会里面。
And they took that wealth and put it in the church.
直到有一个人呐、啊，有一天呐、啊，他全部的家产都卖了。
And there was a man who sold all of his possessions.
这个人叫做巴拿巴。
His name was Barnabas.
哇，好多人都好羡慕他。
A lot of people were envious of him.
他是很有信心的一个人。
He was a man of faith.
所以我们看到当时的教会是这样的不一样。
So the early church was really different.
好了，到了使徒行传第三章了。
And now we come to Acts chapter 3.
然后我们看到彼得还要进到犹太人的社区去参加他们祷告会了。
And we see that Peter is going into the Jewish community to participate in their prayer meeting.
很多人就说，哎呀， 你干嘛去？你已经有教会了，你都在家中都擘饼一起聚会了，你干嘛还要去犹太人的社区呢？
Some would ask him, "Hey, why are you going to the synagogues to fellowship with them? You have your own house church. You can meet right there."
你知道美国曾经做一个调查。
You know, there was a research done in America.
一个人信耶稣两年之内。
When a person comes to Christ within 2 years,
他跟以前的那一些没有信耶稣的朋友呢，就不再来往。
Within 2 years, he'll lose all his non-Christian friends.
因为呢，他两年之内都浸在教会里面。
Because in those 2 years, they will be immersed in the church.
你看，主日也在，祷告会也在，查经的全部都浸在教会里面。
So whether it's Sunday worship, prayer meeting, Friday night service, they're always in the church.
啊，以前的朋友就打电话来了。
So other old friends would give him a call.
哎，我们打麻将三缺一，你要不要再来啊？
Hey, we're playing mahjong. We need one more person. You want to come?
哎，我们今天呢要想去哪里 shopping outlet 哪里在 on sale 你要不要去啊？
Hey, there's a on sale event at a shopping mall. Do you want to go?
哎，我们有一个这个 outdoor 的那个 activity， 你要不要参加？
Hey, we got an outdoor activity. Do you want to come?
哦，很多人哦，我现在教会很忙，我是基督徒，我现在不想参加。
Oh no, I'm a Christian now, so I'm not gonna. I don't have time for all that.
哦，对不对啊？
Right, it often happens.
你去看使徒行传第三章。
But look at Acts 3.
彼得那一天如果不去参加那一些没有信耶稣的犹太人的活动，
If Peter did not go to the synagogues among the unbelieving Jews，
就不会碰到呢在路边跟人家要食物的那个乞丐，
Then he will not encounter the beggar that was on the street。
结果呢那个乞丐一直要跟他要钱，
And the beggar wanted money from Peter。
彼得讲一件事，我什么都没有，我只有耶稣基督。
And he said, "Silver and gold I do not have. I only have Jesus."
我奉拿撒勒耶稣基督的名叫你起来行走。
And in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk.
哇，那个人就起来了。
And that man rose.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
如果我们不跟外面的人接触啊
，if we don't have encounter with the unbelievers，
别人就不一定有机会信耶稣啊。
They will not have a chance to believe in Jesus.
不要天天浸在教会里面。
So let's not always be in our Christian bubble.
不要在两年信耶稣以后，你跟外面都断绝关系了。
Don't be one of those where you know you come to the Lord and within 2 years you lose all your non-Christian friends.
主耶稣要我们继续跟外面的那些没有信耶稣的朋友在一起。
Because Jesus wants us to still have a relationship with them.
但是不一样的是什么？
But what's different?
啊，你跟他们在一起的时候，你一定要跟他们分享耶稣基督。
Now when you're with them, you have to share Christ with them.
啊，你不要跟他们呢那些股票的朋友在一起，哇，你跟人家谈股票都忘记把耶稣基督告诉他们了哈。
You know when you're with your friends who play the stock, when you're with them, you just talk about stock. No, now you want to talk about Jesus.
我也不是鼓励说，哎呀，他们三缺一，你就去跟他们摸麻将了哈。
And I'm not saying, hey, you go and like play mahjong with them all day.
你一定要跟他们这一群朋友在一起啊。
But we still stay with them.
你知道哈，第四点，他们发现一件事情。
And the fourth thing about the early church.
哇，他们教会周围的人都喜欢教会。
And the people, the community by the church, they all love the church.
教会有好的名声。
And they have a good reputation.
你知道一件事吗
？You know one thing.
教会要是发生什么不好的事，哇，外面的人马上知道，你知道吗？
When there's something negative or something bad that happens in the church, the people outside they immediately know about it.
哇，这个牧师跟同工吵架，哦，马上知道，外面的人马上知道。
You know, when the pastor gets into a fight with a coworker, oh, outsiders would know.
哎呀，这个教会里面哪一个人哈、哦，已经突然之间失去工作，被 lay off 了，哇，外面的人很快也都知道。
Or if a particular brother loses his job, oh, they would know outside.
哇，教会发生的事，外面都很清楚啊。
You know, whatever negative things that happen at the church, they all know.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们教会真的在社区当中有好的名声啊。
So if our churches have good reputations in our community. Jesus once said,
when he preached
the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5,
他说耶稣他是拿撒人出身，拿撒人，他说城造在山上是不能隐藏的。
Jesus said, a light that is on a hill cannot be hidden.
就是一个城市在山上是不能隐藏的。
Yeah, a city on a hill.Cannot be hidden.
但是一个在家中点一个灯，它不会放在斗底下的。
And when a person is alone at home and they light a little candle, they're not going to put it under the couch.
这个是在讲两种见证。
This is talking about two types of testimony.
前面是讲教会的见证。
The first one is talking about the testimony of the church.
教会好像一个城市造在高山上面。
And the church is like a city on a hill that can't be hidden.
每一个人都看得到。
So everyone can see it.
个人的见证像一盏灯放在家里面。
And our own personal testimony, we're like a little candle
家人都看,
in our home.
家人都看得到。
And our family members can see our testimony.
当初的教会，众人都喜爱他们。
And in the early church, many people loved them.
耶稣就天天把信耶稣的人加给他们。
And so God added to them daily.
这是初期的教会。
That was the early church.
我们看到加入教会的人都是重生得救的人。
And we see that the people who joined the church were all born again.
我不敢讲 100%, 但是大部分都是重生得救的人。
I can't guarantee that was 100%, but most of them were born again.
教会跟社区融合在一起。
And the church and the community were together.
但在某一个程度上，在信仰上，他们很清楚的不一样。
But upon their faith and doctrine, they were clearly different.
我们发现呢，很多人惧怕教会。
But we also see that many people fear the church.
因为他们发现这个教会呢，有上帝跟他们在一起。
Because they realize that God's presence is with this church.
教会里面有什么污秽的事情，神会把它洁净的。
And if there was things that were unclean in the church, God was going to purify it.
但是呢，他们又跟教会里面呢，又跟外面的世界呢，又社区呢，又有来往。
And the church also has connections with the community.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看到初期的教会给我们留下榜样。
So we see that the early church gave us a really good role model.
我们需要榜样。
We need role models.
我这一次去缅甸，刚刚从缅甸回来。
So I just came back from Myanmar.
我们看到呢，我们在缅甸呢，大概有三十几间的教会。
And we have 30 plus churches there.
分散在整个全国各地。
And spread throughout the nation.
我就发现呢，我们那个地方最 urgent、最需要的一件事情。
And I realized the most urgent thing is
我们需要一个 model church, 一个好的教会的榜样。
We need a model church, one that others can imitate.
让其他的教会能够学习。
So that other churches can learn from it.
因为你发现一件事情。
Because you'll realize one thing.
在各地设立的教会。
All the different churches throughout the nation.
每个教会的形态都不一样。
All their styles are very different.
我去一个教会讲道。
I went to one particular church to preach.
哇，你知道他们那个讲道，你知道哈，那个讲道以前呢，任何人都可以在上面唱歌的。
In one particular church, before the pastor preaches, anybody in the congregation can come up and sing.
也都没有准备，那一天说，哎，谁还要唱歌，我就跑到台上来唱歌了。
And so the pastor would just call, "Does anybody want to sing or testify?" And that person will come up and do it right there.
哇，有四个男生跑上来了。
And so four guys came up.
他们都是以前吸毒的人。
And all of them were former drug addicts.
哇，他们就跑来唱诗了。
And they'll come up and sing praise song.
哇，唱的吼东倒西歪的，你知道东倒西歪的。
And they'll sing, I don't know, kind of unstably. not in sync. We'll just say they're not in sync.
就有点像唱卡拉 OK， 你知道吗？
Okay, they were singing
KTV 里面。
They were singing like they were singing karaoke.
哇，唱到吼这个四个人东倒西歪的，这个。我说，哎，奇怪，这个好像不像教会啊。
And I said, I don't know. This doesn't look like church.
哇，什么教会都有。
So all types of churches.
哇，但是我们需要一个真正是一个榜样的教会。
But what we need is a role model church.
我相信呢，我们在各地也是一样。
And in everywhere it's the same.
我们要回到初期教会，他们怎么建造教会的
？So how did the early church build their church?
好，我想求主帮助我们。
I pray that the Lord will help us.
巴不得我们的教会真的是有各样各式的人在我们当中。
That there are many different types of people in our church.
不管你有没有钱，不管你的社会地位怎么样，你在这里，好像呢，你找到一个属灵的家一样。
It doesn't matter if you have money or your social status. That doesn't matter. When you come to church, we are all brothers and sisters.
不管你是年纪很大的，老到走不动了，还是呢，你很年轻力壮，还是你是一个 young guy。你也可以在这里找到你属灵的家。
It doesn't matter if you're really old or really young. When you come, you can have a spiritual family.
我们也找到一个教会。我们虽然在这里聚会，但是我们不要跟四周围这些人隔离掉。
And even though we gather here in this local church, let's not be completely separated from the community.
哇，这个旁边无论是上班的，无论住家，说，哎，这里有一个南城县浸信会在这里。
Let the community, let our neighbors know that there is an Orange County Chinese Baptist Church here. Because the people that come from here are different from the people that are outside. They're full of love. You know, they're always so joyful. They see people, strangers that they don't know, and they'll greet them. There's a church here.
弟兄姊妹, 我相信神
I believe God wanted us to see what the early church was like. So I pray that God would bless this church. That this church will be like a light in this community.
I pray
that God helps us.
Let's
pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you. Thank you for leaving us the model of the early church so that we can learn. We praise you. Bless our churches. That we can be a light and a witness.